Task 3. You will hear part of a program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps according to what you hear. Gap 0 has been completed as an example. Now, read the notes.
Welcome to Wolvesey Castle. In its heyday, one of the most magnificent buildings in medieval England. But today, all that remains are its bare walls and foundations. So, let's start with the name, Wolvesey, which derives from Wolf's Island. That's because this patch of land is flanked by two streams, and was probably once owned by a man called Wolf. But by the 10th century, it became home to the eminent bishops of Winchester. In fact, the current bishop still lives here today, in the house to the left. Looking to the right, you can see Winchester's old city walls. These were built by the Romans, but were made higher in the Middle Ages. At that time, this corner of Winchester, from the cathedral to the city walls, contained some of the most important royal and religious buildings, not just in Winchester, but because this was the capital at the time, in the whole of England. The imposing wall ahead of us was once the façade of Wolvesey Castle. It's been standing here for nearly 900 years, welcoming visitors and keeping enemies at bay. Originally, there were also fine carvings around the doorway and expensive glass set into the windows, reflecting the wealth and status of the Bishop of Winchester. Bishops hadn't always lived in such splendid surroundings. Until the 10th century, they led monastic lives based in enclosed religious communities. But over time, they took on more public political duties. To find our next stop, go through the central arched doorway. Walk straight ahead and go over the small wooden walkway. Looking around you here, you can see some grassed areas and some gravelled areas. These gravelled patches were all interior spaces. The long rectangular area ahead of you was once the heart of Wolvesey Castle. This was a large hall, known as the East Hall, where the bishop received official visitors. The man who built this hall, and the façade we looked at on our way in, is one of the key figures in the history of Wolvesey Castle, Henry de Blois. A grandson of William the Conqueror and a brother to King Stephen, Henry was bishop here from 1129 until his death. Looking at these ruins today, it's hard to believe that in Henry's time this hall hosted numerous important events, whereas the East Hall was a public space for meetings and ceremonial occasions, the West Hall was a more private area, with the bishop's own rooms and chambers for royal visitors. In fact, this half of the castle predates the East Hall. It was built by the bishop before Henry de Blois, a man called William Gifford. Like Henry, he too was a great builder.
Now, listen again.
Welcome to Wolvesey Castle. In its heyday, one of the most magnificent buildings in medieval England. But today, all that remains are its bare walls and foundations. So, let's start with the name, Wolvesey, which derives from Wolf's Island. That's because this patch of land is flanked by two streams, and was probably once owned by a man called Wolf. But by the 10th century, it became home to the eminent bishops of Winchester. In fact, the current bishop still lives here today, in the house to the left. Looking to the right, you can see Winchester's old city walls. These were built by the Romans, but were made higher in the Middle Ages. At that time, this corner of Winchester, from the cathedral to the city walls, contained some of the most important royal and religious buildings, not just in Winchester, but because this was the capital at the time, in the whole of England. The imposing wall ahead of us was once the facade of Wolvesey Castle. It's been standing here for nearly 900 years, welcoming visitors and keeping enemies at bay. Originally, there were also fine carvings around the doorway and expensive glass set into the windows, reflecting the wealth and status of the Bishop of Winchester. Bishops hadn't always lived in such splendid surroundings. Until the 10th century, they led monastic lives based in enclosed religious communities. But over time, they took on more public political duties. To find our next stop, go through the central arched doorway. Walk straight ahead and go over the small wooden walkway. Looking around you here, you can see some grassed areas and some gravelled areas. These gravelled patches were all interior spaces. The long rectangular area ahead of you was once the heart of Wolvesey Castle. This was a large hall, known as the East Hall, where the bishop received official visitors. The man who built this hall, and the facade we looked at on our way in, is one of the key figures in the history of Wolvesey Castle, Henry de Blois. A grandson of William the Conqueror and a brother to King Stephen, Henry was bishop here from 1129 until his death. Looking at these ruins today, it's hard to believe that in Henry's time this hall hosted numerous important events, whereas the East Hall was a public space for meetings and ceremonial occasions, the West Hall was a more private area, with the bishop's own rooms and chambers for royal visitors. In fact, this half of the castle predates the East Hall. It was built by the bishop before Henry de Blois, a man called William Gifford. Like Henry, he too was a great builder.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.